Mariah Carey can't let go in 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East, and this is Coffee Talk for Thursday. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Hugging Day. Good day to hug it out, as long as it's somebody in your pandemic pod, of course. Now, this is really cute. Apparently, when Mindy Kaling's 3-year-old daughter, Catherine, saw Kamala Harris being sworn in as vice president, she asked, "Is that mommy?" Kaling posted about the cute moment on Instagram, writing, "I was at work, but apparently she said, is that mommy? It looks like mommy. Best compliment I ever got. It matters. Happy inauguration, everyone." As they enter the White House, the Bidens are bringing along two of their German shepherds, Champ and Major. Not only do first dogs Champ and Major mark a return of pups to the White House, but they're entering the White House as stars in their own right, as subjects of a new children's book called Champ and Major, First Dogs by Joy McCullough. In addition, Major has made history by becoming the first shelter dog in the White House. Super Bowl 55 is more than 2 weeks away, but is already making history. The teams haven't been decided yet, but the officiating crew has been announced, and it includes Sarah Thomas, the first female official in NFL history. On February 7th, she'll become the first woman to officiate a Super Bowl. The NFL issued a statement saying Sarah Thomas has made history again as the first female Super Bowl official. Her elite performance and commitment to excellence has earned her the right to officiate the Super Bowl. Congratulations to Sarah on this well-deserved honor. And, well, it turns out money actually does buy happiness. According to Matthew Killingsworth, a researcher from the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School, the more money you make, the happier you are. The reason? Having money gives you more freedom and more choices. He says when you have more money, you have more choices about how to live your life. You can likely see this in the pandemic. People living paycheck to paycheck who lose their job might need to take the first available job to stay afloat, even if it's one they dislike. People with a financial cushion can wait for one that's a better fit. He says across decisions big and small, having more money gives a person more choices and a greater sense of autonomy. That is Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.